All right, next up, we've got The Deaf Author.
Back in my formative years, I guess you could say I wasn't exactly the envy of my peers. In fact, when it came to my identity, it's accurate to say I was more of a non-entity. Not seen, not heard, not felt, but reasonably good at entertaining myself, and it can't be helped. One thing that I knew that I liked is if you give me a pen and some
paper. I believe this is Glenn again.
This is another appearance from Glenn Case.
Yes. I wrote Grand Parade of Beats and Hidden References, and I did love the De La Soul shout-out. 3 Feet High and Rising was also a huge watershed moment for me in my music listening and my tastes. And I noted that I would probably listen to a whole album of Glenn doing nerdcore and like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was complex. It was fun. It was funny. It was meta. I also caught that De La Soul reference and enjoyed it. And but that De La Soul reference means that we aren't the only ancient geezers in song fight after all. There are other people who who have some of the same kind of influences as we do. So
Glenn's a big De La Soul guy. In fact, he has a De La Soul tattoo.
No way.
Yeah, he's got a De La Soul tattoo. He's got all three of their characters on his arm. And De La Soul, he recently put up an Instagram post showing off that tattoo, and De La Soul retweeted it, which
cool,
which is really cool. You know what? I love The Deaf Author. I love when Glenn comes out and does nerdcore. And is it the best Deaf Author song I've ever heard? No, but you know what? It's still a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot, so this probably will get a vote for me.